If for Mars.
You may be answering questions your website should have dealt with. If your website is not helping sales, you may notice the same basic questions coming up in every first conversation. What exactly do you do? Who is the service for? How does the process work? Have you solved this kind of problem before? What makes your approach different? What happens after we inquire? Some questions are perfectly normal. But when every conversation begins with the same basic explanation, that is worth paying attention to, because it can be a sign that your website is not supporting sales properly. You or your sales team may be doing work the website should already have dealt with. Repeated questions are not only a sales issue. It is easy to treat repeated questions as part of the job. Someone asks, you explain. The conversation moves on. But when the same basic questions keep appearing, they are telling you something. The website has not created enough understanding before contact. That does not mean potential customers should arrive knowing everything. It means they should arrive with the fundamentals already clear. They should have a reasonable understanding of what you help with, who the service is for, why you may be worth considering, what makes your approach relevant, what the next step involves, what evidence supports your claims. When those things are missing, every conversation has to start further back than it should. Usability guidance consistently recommends presenting information in the language and order customers need, rather than organizing everything around the business itself. How your website should help before the sales conversation. A strong website should prepare someone for a useful conversation. It should not force you to rebuild the entire proposition from scratch every time someone gets in touch. Before inquiring, the website should normally help people understand the problem you solve, who you are best suited to helping, the outcome you help create, the broad shape of your approach, the experience and proof behind it, the most sensible next step. That creates a stronger starting point. The potential customer arrives better informed, the conversation becomes more relevant, there is more time to discuss their actual situation. That is what a website supporting sales should do. It should move the conversation forward before it begins. The website should not replace the conversation. This is where people can overcorrect. The answer is not to put every detail, exception, and possibility onto the website. That only creates a different problem. Some questions need a conversation. Some answers depend on the customer's circumstances. Some details only become relevant once there is a clear fit. The website does not need to replace sales. It needs to stop basic uncertainty from getting in the way of sales. There is a significant difference. The site should handle the early explanation, obvious reassurance and common concerns. The conversation can then deal with nuance, suitability, and the customer's specific needs. What it costs when your website is not helping sales. The cost is not limited to longer phone calls. Some visitors never make the call at all. Others inquire without properly understanding what you offer. Some expect the wrong thing. Some are poor fits who could have ruled themselves out earlier. And some arrive interested but unconvinced, leaving you to recover confidence that the website failed to build. The result can be longer initial conversations, repeated explanations, poorly prepared inquiries, lower quality leads, unrealistic expectations, inconsistent descriptions of what you provide, too much reliance on one person's ability to explain it, more time spent with people who are never a good fit. You or your sales team end up compensating for an unclear website. That is inefficient. It is also risky, because not every potential customer will give you the opportunity to explain what the website failed to make clear. The clearest message may only exist in conversation. There is another warning sign. You explain what you do brilliantly during a conversation. Once you understand what the customer needs, you know exactly how to position the service. You answer their concerns, explain the value, and make the offer feel relevant. Then you look back at the website. None of that clarity is there. This happens more often than people realize. The strongest message lives in someone's head. The best reassurance appears during a call. The clearest examples are shared verbally. The real difference is explained only when someone asks. That means the website is not carrying enough of the message. And the people who never get in touch never hear the best version of it. Different people may be giving different answers. ask several people involved in the organization to explain what you do and why customers choose you. Do they give roughly the same answer? Or does everyone describe it differently? One person focuses on experience. Someone else talks about service. Another leads with price. The owner explains it in a completely different way. When the positioning and messaging are unclear, people naturally fill the gaps themselves. That inconsistency usually reaches the website too. And when everyone has to translate the offer in their own way, you do not have one settled message. You have several improvised versions of one. Your conversations are showing you what the website is missing. The good news is that the answers are probably already sitting inside your recent conversations. Look through. Inquiry emails. Call notes. Meeting summaries. Proposals or quotations. Objections. Questions asked before someone agrees to proceed. What keeps appearing? What do people misunderstand? What are they surprised to learn? What reassurance do they repeatedly ask for? What explanation changes the direction of the conversation? What information helps the right people recognize that the service is for them? These patterns are valuable. They show where the website is leaving doubt, hiding important value, or assuming too much knowledge. This does not mean copying every repeated question into a large FAQ section. It means using real customer conversations to improve the message, structure, and proof throughout the website. What a website that helps sales should achieve. A website supporting sales should make the first conversation better, not unnecessary. It should help the right people arrive with a clearer understanding of the offer, more confidence in you, more relevant questions, more realistic expectations, a stronger reason to continue. That allows the conversation to focus on fit and value rather than basic explanation. You can then do what the conversation is actually there to do. Listen, understand, advise, explore the opportunity, help someone make the right decision, not spend the first 10 minutes translating the website. The real diagnosis. When the same basic questions appear in every initial conversation, the problem may not sit with the people asking them. The website may simply not be answering those questions early enough. You or your sales team are then left filling the gaps, repeating the message, and rebuilding confidence one conversation at a time. And for every potential customer who gives you the chance to explain, there may be another who quietly decides you are too difficult to understand. Your customer conversations should not have to start by explaining what the website failed to make clear. The website and conversion review identifies where your messaging, proof, or inquiry journey is leaving too much work for the conversation and what to fix first. 60 minutes. Recorded. 5 clear fixes. No guesswork. Money back, guarantee, £97.